George.
George. Last name.
William.
Oh, yeah.
George Williams. We knew ye way too goddamn much.
Yeah, a little too much.
And we hated every second of it.
Rotten unrest.
Yeah, rest in pieces, you dumb little bitch.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to our fourth in memoriam.
Wow, we're already at four.
We're already at four major character deaths. We are burying George Williams.
We are physically
burying him.
We're all muddy.
This was a memoriam I thought would be interesting, and I'm very excited for it because I think he's the first character we don't like.
Yes.
Because I know the Hoobs is polarizing, but we love her.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's polarizing, but we love her.
We loved her.
I ended up really loving Rex.
Yes.
But George...
And a lot of people did love Rex.
Yeah. And George, but George, no.
No. George was just all around bad.
So we're less reminiscing on favorite moments and more like memorable moments, I guess.
Yeah. We asked you all what your most memorable George moments were. Should we talk about our most memorable George moments first?
I mean, honestly, really the classic... when he died.
Yeah.
That was, and I know it's the joke that we make every time, but his death scene was very memorable.
It was very memorable, I agree.
And I think we will see in the next couple episodes that come out the reverberations of that death scene, really.
Oh yeah.
And like Bree's life and stuff. I'm very excited to see what that leads to. I thought his karaoke scene was fun.
Yeah. I would say like my two most memorable George moments are the karaoke and when he took me to Benihana. What?
How was that? What did you get at Benihana?
It was pretty good, actually. It was a fun time.
Does Benihana still exist?
Yeah.
I went before prom.
I mean, I don't know now because of COVID, but sorry, yeah. Before prom?
Before prom. In high school, I went to Benihana.
I've only been once with George.
Well, wow. I bet that was really cool. Did you get like the lamb that they cut off at the table?
I caught a shrimp in my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really, what did George do?
George kind of just... was actually a couple tables away.
Oh, you didn't go with him? Or did you decide to... Were you socially distancing?
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds really memorable.
Yeah, we were socially distant before
COVID.
Yeah. The COVID.
Incredible. Yeah, George is an interesting character, and I'm very excited to get into what you all said. So on our Instagram, we asked, and if you want to get in on this action, you got to follow us on Instagram.
Yes. Because
whenever somebody dies, we do this.
We do this all the time. You can also, I guess, email us, but Instagram is really where it's at.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Sure. Are we just going random?
We can go random. There's a couple people who had the same, so I think we should still shut everyone out, but we could probably combine because some people had the same most memorable moment.
Yes. I'll start off with saying finding.happy.underscore said, he's such a slimy character, but portrayed so well. Yeah. Would have liked more scenes with him.
Really? I thought he had a lot of scenes in the end.
Yeah, but... I think he had a lot of scenes. I think he had a lot of scenes in the end, but...
Roger Bart is great. I think Roger Bart did a great job with George. Like, even though I don't love George, I thought Roger Bart's performance was wonderful. So I agree with that, finding happy.
Maybe it's a couple scenes where they wanted George to interact with some of the other women and talk about Bree or something.
Like the fan cam we found.
Yeah. Oh, God. We found a fan cam that was... A fan cam for George and Susan.
Oh.
If you're not in our Discord, you need to join our Discord because I post both of the video links because there's more than one.
And if you're the person who made that,
we love you.
Email us. I want to interview you.
Yes, please.
On why you ship Susan and George.
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Moving on. A couple people, if you don't mind me saying, Sam Bowles, Azarel 007, M Honey 65. Yeah, a lot of people talked about
Christina Arjan.
His boner moment.
Yes.
His very classic moment when he was playing mini golf with Bree. She whispered in his ear, And he got a little boner.
And you know what? I don't blame him.
I do think that's very funny that that is like most people's most memorable moment with George. That's very funny. It's a very memorable moment.
I feel like with George, it's the boner. And then with Rex, it's he cries when he ejaculates.
Yes. Those are the two moments. It's all revolving around the penises of these men.
Yes.
What a patriarchal society we live in.
The next one, I might kind of butcher this a little bit, but it's Alxxatn.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't butcher that.
No, you just spelled
it. I'm a genius. Said that their favorite moment is that pharmacy woman he had fake dated, who was defo a lesbian, and that was the best thing about him.
Ginger. I think, was she nominated for Lesbian of the Episode?
I think she probably won it.
I don't know if she did, because she would have been in...
she would have been in Low.
She would have been in the season. Low, the season she wasn't.
Oh.
But honorary mention. She's the lesbian of the episode for this In Memoriam. Yes. Ginger, the definitely a lesbian that George dated. That was also one of my favorite moments. I love Ginger. She's great. C. Taraska said, face of the incel movement.
He is the movement.
He is the movement. I would agree with that. See, I would absolutely fully agree that George is the face of the incel movement. I like that is your favorite moment with George, of him really pushing forward the movement.
I like how some of these are kind of aggressive, but not aggressive in a bad way, because George himself was very aggressive. But Blue TEQRS says, a fucking son of a bitch.
And they're valid.
Yes.
He is a fucking son of a bitch. I love that. I like that they put asterisk as well. Like, they were like, what did we say in our post?
I just was like, hey, we're not doing favorite George moments, but memorable moments.
Yeah, maybe it was like, instead of George Williams, asterisk, it is a fucking son of a bitch.
A fucking son of a bitch,
which,
yes.
I agree. Oh, on the same, on this, I know you probably know what I'm about to say. On the same vein, Mag Hardron said, finally, in all caps, which I also agree with. You know, we were ready for him to die. We were fucking ready.
The way, we already talked about, like, that death scene in depth, like in the actual episode, but God, what a way to go. Azarel 007 also said, I found that one time he died really cool.
I agree, Azarel.
Yeah.
Azarel, I love that you submit to every single one in memoriam, because
yes.
I love you. Special shout out, I guess. Talia DC also said, I can't believe he actually murdered Rex. I wonder what would have happened if Rex lived. I also wonder that. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, I found it very believable that George was like unhinged enough to do that. But I've talked about it in his In Memoriam. I wanted Rex to live, and I'm curious what the story would have been if he had lived.
Yeah, if Rex was alive. I can't even fathom what the story would be at this point if Rex was still alive, though.
No, and I mean, like, you know, I do think his death served a purpose and just, like, kind of shaking up Bree's character, but I miss Rex.
I
hate that we had George longer than we had Rex.
Yeah. I do have, like, weird feelings about character deaths, because sometimes they are very unnecessary and just don't mean anything, and the character just needs to get written off somehow, so they kill them. But I think sometimes, like, as if they're actually a part of the story and they flow well with it, it works as it should. And I think, agree. Although Rex's death was unfortunate, we're gonna see Bree stronger than ever. Yeah. After, like, what has happened
and
with her
George.
And now
George is gone?
Yeah.
She's a free woman. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
She's free to kiss us.
She's free to kiss you and me. And that's what matters. I think we got one more.
We got one more. And I just want to preface this by saying, you are not alone in this statement. This happens to me every single night.
Every night?
Every night.
Whoa.
Totally Teetotal says that sometimes the thought of George riding his little bike creeps into my dreams. And you know, every night, as I just said, that happens to me. I hear some ice cream truck music as he rides through the neighborhood. Oh, okay. It's a nightmare. I never sounds said it was like a good dream.
It sounds like a nightmare.
We went to Benihana really fucked me up.
Clearly. Oh my God. So I'm thinking about, instead of counting sheep at night, you count little Georges on little bikes.
Oh my God. Going around a lane.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody who submitted on our Instagram, letting us know your most memorable George Williams moments.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And before we put George to rest and never talk about him again.
I did Google if there was George Williams fan fiction, and I want everybody to know that it does exist.
Do you want to read?
Well, there's a couple different ones. There's like a lot of George fan
should
fiction.
Should we read a George fan fiction to send him off, or should we save that for our next fan fiction episode?
I think we should save it for our next fan fiction episode, because I think we have to find the perfect one.
Okay, so everyone be aware, George fan fiction will hit your ears soon. We're a little overdue for a fan fiction episode. I think we gotta do one soon.
We'll do one pretty soon.
Hell yeah.
As we were saying before.
Well, yeah, before we bury him, dead and gone, never to think about him ever again, we've got to do our tradition.
Yes.
Because I believe you've prepared a song.
Yeah, and I've taken a lot of time, which is why we're kind of late with releasing this memoriam, because this was a hard song to write.
Yeah, I probably cried yourself to sleep.
I did.
To write this,
You helped me with some of the bass.
Yeah.
And some of the ambiance. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that, Mackenzie.
Of course, thank you for letting me be part of the process.
Of course, you could always be part of the process.
Yeah, I never want to like disrupt your artistic journey, but
No. You come with me. Oof. I will take your hand. We will jump into the portal of creativity together.
I'm really excited to hear this song. Are you ready to sing it?
Yes. George, on his bike, he's in my dreams every night. George on his bike, he rides around and poisons my husband. He poisons my husband, because in my dream I'm Bree. I don't know why, maybe that says something about me. But George, he's dead. He had a boner at the mini golf. George and his bike, flying in a tornado towards me. He won't stop. Rest in peace, George, incel of the year 2021. It's him. I can't do it anymore.
Thank you for that beautiful song.
You're welcome.
It really rocked my ass.
I saw.
My ass is so rocked.
Your ass is still rocking.
My ass is still rocking. So, George, with this, we put you to rest. Fuck off forever.
Fuck off forever. Rotten unrest.
We're so glad you're dead, but thank you for being on the show, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you for... I mean... That was going to sound fucked up. I was going to say thank you for ultimately making Bree a stronger woman, but she shouldn't have had to go through all of that. But I mean, whatever. She shouldn't have had to go through all that, but at least she's okay for now, because this is a soap opera.
There we go.
George Williams. You're dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.